Proclamation number 210 dated the December 1st, 1937. Font of love. Dangers. Power of love. Look within and realize that everything sent to you from God shall provide you with spiritual knowledge and an increasingly deeper bond with the Heavenly Father. We only ever instruct those whose heart long for heavenly nourishment and whose willingness to help is pleasing to the Lord. Many a person carelessly walks past the font of Christ's love which would grant them refreshment and comfort, yet thirst and hunger for this refreshment is unknown to them. Satisfying their worldly wishes is enough for them. For this reason we give all the more to those who strive for strength and support through the Lord Himself. It is a contradiction that God sends suffering to His own in order to subsequently refresh them with His grace and love, yet it is only a contradiction for those who do not understand the wisdom of God's actions and guidance. Complete trust and utter devotion will impart such knowledge to you, so that you will gladly forgo everything else and only ever desire divine wisdom. Therefore, do not prematurely renounce something infinitely precious. A goal will be set for you soon enough, for life is short. So join us ever more closely, and also pay attention today to the words we give you with love. Your contention for truth is not without danger for you. The adversary will send his temptations in equal measure in order to confront you with obstacles on the path you are taking, and he will not shy away from using any means if he can thereby reach his goal. Your inner battle gives evidence of the danger you are in. Yet prayer will help you, and no child can dissent whose desire for the Father is as strong as yours. You will feel the love in your heart. You will recognize that the spirit of love is only of divine origin when all thoughts are clear and pure and everyone makes an effort to take care of and to work for the other. The power of love is as yet not recognized by any of you. It transcends time and space. Its origin is often incomprehensible and yet the inevitable result of correct realization. And it revives with such strength that centuries will be enabled to lessen it. Life on earth is just a short span of time in eternity. Love, however, was effective even prior to that and will be effective for all eternity. In this way the Lord ensures that those of like mind shall be united on earth, who acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and want to serve Him with loving devotion, and although they all take their different paths, their activity of love brings them together. They give to each other out of this love and feel the heartfelt desire to show each one of their fellow human beings the way to the Heavenly Father. Through blissfully absorbing spiritual knowledge, through active works of love, through constant striving for perfection, the human being attains a level which will enable him to adopt a shape of light after his departure and which will remove him from the heaviness of earth. Do you realize what grace it is to have overcome suffering and worry? God takes your life in order to return it to you in undreamt of fullness of light and undreamt of beatitude. Behold, my child, it is our constant endeavor to achieve this for you. We would like to show you the way but are only able to teach you if your will accommodates it. Therefore you must do whatever you can to offer us the opportunity. We so dearly wish that you won't tire in your work, that you will constantly pray and struggle for God's love and grace. The stronger the power of prayer, the more we are united with you and the deeper you will be affected by a Savior's teachings, who has prepared them for you in love. And if opposition should arise in you through dark powers, you should pray even more, so that you will at all times emerge from this battle victoriously. Amen.